Welcome into Xfinity Studios. It's PA and yours truly here to talk about the playoffs. Paul, when you're 8-3, the team needs to take it one game at a time, but when you're 8-3 as fans and analysts, we can talk about the playoffs. We can look down the road. This is the NFC field. These are the teams that are in the hunt, Paul. These are the teams that are in right now. Now, at first glance, you obviously see the Vikings, the 3-seed winners right now of the NFC North. But what else stands out to you when you look at the teams who are in right now?
I think if you look to the right column, you'll see, beginning with the Giants, who have a legitimate shot to win the NFC East. After that, you see the Bears, a team we beat earlier in the season, the Rams, a team we beat twice, the Lions, even down to the Eagles, and I guess the New Orleans Saints, battling out at the end of the season with quasi-legitimate chances to get into the postseason from a wild card standpoint. I mean, the NFL prides itself on having a lot of fun over the final month of the season. This is nothing but fun.
Talk about the Carolina Panthers. Undefeated with the number one seed right now. Could a team catch them mathematically? Yes.
Yeah.
Practically, I don't think that's going to happen. The Carolina Panthers, though, they're interesting to talk about when it comes to the Vikings because everyone likes to talk about the glitzy offenses like the Arizona Cardinals. They have a glitzy, high-scoring offense.
Yep.
The Packers, when they're going well, can be glitzy and high-scoring.
Seattle scoring a lot of points.
Right, but the Panthers, who are the best team in the NFC, the Vikings have kind of a similar playing style to them.
Yeah, no doubt. And the last time the Panthers lost, it was to the Minnesota Vikings in the regular season in Minneapolis. Carolina's a very balanced team. I have a lot of respect for quarterback Cam Newton. They have 20 passing touchdowns this year, but he lost his number one receiving option before the season even started. So they've been able to take a rough-and-tumble style, like the Vikings, rush the ball incredibly well, play super physical, schematically structured defense, get themselves in a position like that. Now, they may have the best record in the NFC, but I'm really excited to see the Arizona Cardinals when the Vikings go to Arizona because this team can throw the ball better than Carolina, and that may be the difference in a quarterback-led league.
Now, if the playoffs start today, the Vikings play the Seattle Seahawks in this setup, which, funny, is who we do play on Sunday. That's an interesting aspect to this whole playoff picture right now. And really, when you look at this, the Vikings could end up in a number of different spots. They could be the 2, the 3, the 5, or the 6 seed. And I think it kind of brings up an interesting question because right now, would you rather host the Seahawks in a playoff game?
That's a great question.
Or would you rather be a team like the Packers and travel to the Washington Redskins? I think that's an interesting question.
You know, I think 8 out of 10 times you want to be at home for a playoff game, maybe even 9 out of 10 times. So if it's Seattle or if it's Green Bay coming to TCF Bank Stadium, of course we're okay with that. But if you get the opportunity to go play a team even on the road that you genuinely think you're better than, I can't be upset at that either. Now, you know, one wild card here is with the New York Giants. Let's not forget, Eli Manning is a 2-time Super Bowl MVP. Their coach, Tom Coughlin, has won a couple of Super Bowls. So that could be a tough team to hook if indeed you do hook that team in the postseason. One thing is for certain, you got to keep winning games, even from 8-3, because you don't want to be in this mix.
And I would say watch out a dark horse in the teams that are in the hunt. Right here.
Whoa!
On fire right now, your Chicago Bears. Over the last four games, the Bears, number 5 scoring defense in the NFL. Watch out for them. The Vikings definitely in the hunt right now when it comes to the NFC playoffs. Players and coaches, they're going to take it one game at a time, but it is fun to assess the playoff field and see where the Vikings stand. If you could list one or two keys for the Vikings down the stretch to stay in the playoff mix, what is it?
I think first and foremost would be stay healthy. They had to play at Atlanta without Harrison Smith. Hopefully Harrison's okay for the rest of the season. There are a lot of teams that are battered right now, so the Vikings are not mutually exclusive to this conversation, but stay healthy with your best players and make sure that you continue to be who you are the rest of the season. Excellent defense, powerhouse running game, should be okay.
A big step in the march to the playoffs is this Sunday. The Vikings will host the Seattle Seahawks. You can catch the game on the Vikings Radio Network, where our guy, PA, will have the call with Pete Bursich and Greg Coleman.